Hey everyone, this is Brother Gary with Hands Across Borders, and we are in John chapter 12 as we're continuing our devotion through the Gospel of John. It says here, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but that because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone, against the day of my bearing hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. And so here we have Jesus. He's getting ready, getting closer to going to the cross for you and I, dying for the world. And it's 6 days before the Passover. And it brings us to something, because you and I, the reader, he's assuming, okay, we know he's getting closer and closer to dying on the cross, but then he throws in Lazarus there because he's been raised from the dead. So in a hopeless situation, he's showing us that there is great hope in the Lord, right? Because he raised Lazarus from the dead, and he will be raised from the dead himself. And so, but he comes to the supper here where Lazarus is, and it's at the leper's house. And so we can see that from Matthew and Mark. But we see here that Martha is serving. She's serving the Lord. She's busy about that, and she's making food and feeding him. He's the guest of honor, it's implying here. But then we see Mary come on the scene here, and she has this ointment, and it says it's very costly. In fact, Judas tells us here in verse number 5, man, we could have sold this for 300 pence. And you know, at that day and age, that was almost a year's wages. And so this cost a lot of money. This was almost a year's wages. Imagine that. You put everything aside for the year that you made, and you just at one time give it to the Lord. And so Judas has an idea. He's thinking, man, I could use that money, because we see here in verse number 6, he doesn't really care about the people. He cares about himself. He's a thief. And Jesus says, listen, the poor is always going to be with you, but she's getting me ready for my burial. So we see this great act on Mary's part of faith and love. And when we show great faith and love towards the Lord, it costs something. And there are always those around who say, you know, you're just overboard with this. You're really becoming, they like to use the word like Bible thumper, or, you know, you're really religious, or different things like that. And you have to realize this, when folks say that to you and I, because we're willing to sacrifice our lives for the one who sacrificed his life for us, and it may cost us some things, and we walk by faith, right? Not by sight, the Bible says. And the more that we get to know our Lord and Savior through his word, the more that love, the Bible says, compels us. It pulls us forward to want to sacrifice more of our life for him and to tell others about him, because we know what a great honor it is to be called a child of God. But there are always the naysayers. There are always those who try to cause you to double think what you're doing and all of this. And we have to remember this: they have an ulterior motive, just like Judas did. And so as you serve the Lord, You just worry about focusing on him and what he wants you to do. To be in the center of his will. Will it cost you something? Sure. I'm sure it will. But what a great relationship it is to walk every day in a surrendered life to Jesus. Don't worry about the naysayers. They'll always be there. You stay focused on the Lord. And remember, when the naysayers come, they have an ulterior motive. I pray the Lord to bless you.